WSAU.com.
All right, just one more food story for this morning, and then we'll move on to the Stumper. You know, Lay's Potato Chips ran a contest last year for new flavors.
Right.
And a local woman won for the garlic cheese bread, right? The cheesy garlic bread?
Yeah, somebody from the Northwoods, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, those are pretty good chips, by the way. Those are pretty tasty. I have not tried the sriracha flavors and so forth. Well, they have just introduced their new flavors for this year's contest. All right, they got a new round of experimental flavors, and here we go.
I bet they're getting weirder.
Here we go. The cheddar bacon mac and cheese. Cheddar bacon cheese. Yeah, okay, all right. Wasabi ginger. I don't know. Maybe. But you got to be real careful with ginger. Mango salsa. Possibly. And this one, cappuccino.
I don't want coffee-flavored potato chips.
I don't want a coffee-flavored anything other than coffee.
Right.
I don't even really
coffee
like
ice cream.
Some, but there's got to be a lot of fudge in it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. All right, so there it is.
We've already got the right flavors of potato chips. Yeah, between barbecue and sea salt and onion and cheddar. I mean,
you don't think that? I think the cheesy garlic bread flavor was a hit. I was very happy to have that. I think that was a great hit. You don't think the cheddar bacon mac and cheese might be good? I do.
Maybe.
Yeah,
Maybe.
This is America. We need 27 varieties of everything on the store shelves just to mock the rest of the world, right?
You can begin voting for the best flavor on their website. The contest runs through the middle of October, and voting, they say, it just says we'll start soon. So we don't know exactly when soon is.
All right.
So it's time for us to get back to the art of giving something away.
All right. Well, we haven't had a winner the last couple of days, so let's see if we can get one today. Probably will. This is the anniversary of a dark day in the music industry. Harry Chapin, noted singer-songwriter, died on this date in 1981 in a car crash on a bridge going over to Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Chapin once did a classic song called 30,000 Pounds of Bananas. It was about the crash of a truck carrying said bananas.
This is a great song.
As they came down a hill. In what town did the truck crash and spill 30,000 pounds of bananas, according to the Harry Chapin song? Yeah, it's an easy one.
You ought to find it.
I know it's an easy one. I thought I'd give everybody a chance to be a winner today.
Well, it's quite appropriate because we just did the news story about how you're supposed to eat bananas.
Well, there you go.
Did you hear it? No, you were busy.
I heard something about eating banana peels. I'm not eating banana peels.
You're supposed to eat bananas when they're green because there's more fiber for you, and you're supposed to eat the peel because it's higher in fiber and nutrients.
According to Donovan, you're supposed to smoke the peel. They call it mellow yellow.
When he would perform the song live, he would say who he ripped off the various parts from. He said, this song starts with a guitar lick that I stole from Chet Atkins.
Yeah, the live version of this song is great. What city did 30,000 pounds of bananas take place in?
All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for
Havana.
Calling. What's your guess?
I'm going to go for the rhyme, Havana.
It's not Havana.
No.
All right, that's a good... That's a good guess, though. We're not. Would I be giving away too much if I were to say I guess that it's something local around here?
It's not around here.
It's not anything Wisconsin-ish?
No.
Okay.
It's not in Wisconsin.
All right. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Cocoa Beach.
Not Cocoa Beach.
All right. That's a good guess, though.
I thought somebody would get this right away.
Apparently not everybody is a bunch of stoners like you. So
Harry Chapin wasn't a stoner guy.
Really?
Harry Chapin did a lot of work for hunger in this country.
Yeah, and how do you think he realized he was hungry? Yeah, the munchies.
He played Quad Fieldhouse. I saw him at Quad Fieldhouse in Stevens Point. He was really good live.
Yeah, and that told
great stories.
Yeah, that just means right there that he wasn't a stoner.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's try one more call. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
It was Scranton, Pennsylvania.
It was Scranton, Pennsylvania. Yes, indeed. You would be correct, sir.
All right, and you know this how?
Oh, I like Harry Chapin.
Oh, okay. All right, very good.
Listen to it once in a while.
Now, forgive my ignorance. Harry Chapin,
mm-hmm.
Cat in the Cradle?
Cat in the Cradle was his big hit. Yep.
Yeah, there we go. That's what I thought.
Taxi,
right.
and then number two, Taxi.
Taxi, WOLD. He did a song about radio, about an aging disc jockey working at WOLDDDDDD.
Does it hit kind of home, brother?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. It didn't then. It does now.
Excellent. Sir, what's your first name?
This is Jim.
Jim, We are very proud for you to call and qualify to win something really nice. I'm going to talk to Mr. Justin Lowe here, and when I come back, I'm going to get all kinds of information from you so that we can give you something really nice. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, don't go anywhere.
The Wisconsin Morning News on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.